This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. A public review period will open next week to collect comments on how the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development funds were utilized in the state. Amy Richards reports.
HUD requires the public be provided an opportunity to review and comment on the Performance Evaluation Report, a report on funding used for the Home Investment Partnerships Program, Community Development Block Program, and the Emergency Shelter Grant and Housing for Persons with AIDS. The performance report will be available for comment May 1st through the 15th. The plan may be accessed via the Wyoming Business Council website at www.wyomingbusiness.org. I'm Amy Richard.
Take care of your heart. The Wyoming Heart and Vascular Institute, a service of Cheyenne Regional Medical Center, wants to help you get your heart healthy. The Wyoming Heart and Vascular Institute provides complete care from prevention to diagnosis and from treatment to rehabilitation. For more information about the Wyoming Heart and Vascular Institute, visit CheyenneRegional.org or call 307-633-6050. Cheyenne Regional Medical Center, your partner in health.
Two facilities in Grand Teton National Park that would have remained closed this year due to federal budget cuts will open up after all. Park officials say the Grand Teton Association has agreed to help finance operations at the Jenny Lake Visitor Center. The Visitor Center was set to remain closed under the budget cuts that took effect March 1st. The Lawrence S. Rockefeller Preserve also was set to stay closed, but Jackson Hole Preserve Incorporated is pitching in there. Jackson Hole Preserve Incorporated holds an endowment for the Rockefeller Preserve. Park officials say both facilities will have a shortened season that will begin June 1st and will operate under shortened hours. Park campgrounds will open up over the next month, starting with the Grovant Campground, which is scheduled to open up officially on May 3rd. For Wyoming Radio News, I'm Doug Randall.
Wyoming Radio News.